Ongoing crackdown in Bahrain, security forces clashed with anti-regime protesters in several villages across the kingdom. Regime forces fired live rounds, tear gas and stun grenades at the demonstrators in Sitra, Deir and Bilad al-Qadim. A number of protesters were hurt. Traffic was disrupted in those villages as angry crowds clogged up main roads by setting tires on fire. The situation in Salihiyya is also tense. Regime forces stormed the houses of leading protesters there and arrested dozens of them. Bahrain is in the midst of a popular revolution that was triggered early last year. People are demanding regime change and freedom on the tiny Persian Gulf island. To discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Mr. Ibrahim Moussaoui, who is a political commentator, joining us via satellite now from Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how does increased violence from the side of Saudi-backed Bahraini forces sound with calls for dialogue by the likes of Bahrain's justice minister, who's called, ironically, for all acts of violence to cease?
Well, this is a kind of weapons of mass deception, if we can call them. The same thing that has been used by the Americans in Iraq when they started to talk about weapons of mass destruction. And it turned out that there is nothing out there. And they, like, invaded the country. They destroyed the whole country and killed more than 1 million people. Now, the same policy, the allies of the United States are using it there. They are deceiving the people when they call for a stoppage of the violence from all the sides. I mean, what are the people doing? Are the people of Bahrain staging a kind of violent measures against the police or against the security forces? They are not in a position to do that, and they have never exercised any kind of violence. So when they put them into equal footing with the forces of the authority, then this means this is a kind of bluffing for the people. This is a kind of hypocrisy, and this is misleading at the same time. And about the call for the dialogue, how can they call for the dialogue when they are intensifying their measures on ground, when they are sending more troops, when they are killing more people, when they don't want to listen to all the calls and to all the begging of the international corps in order to stop taking the people as hostages? I mean, now we are talking about people who have been taken hostage by the authorities in one way or another, and they are not in a position to listen to a simple demand, the simple basic demand by the people of Bahrain.
Ernie, you know, of recent, there's been much activity surrounding Bahrain, with its human rights record being reviewed at the Human Rights Council, the jailing of Zainab al-Khawaja and Nabil Rajab, etc. Yet when one does a search for Bahrain on the internet, not much of this is making it to the Western media. Why is that?
Because, again, the media has been, it has been proved that media is being used as a kind of weapon in this ongoing crisis in Bahrain, in this ongoing dilemma. You're talking about people who are calling for their own rights, demanding the basic needs. And here we have a big question about the democracy of the Western countries. We have a big question about all this integrity and consistency that they talk about in their policies. Of course, when it comes to many places where they favor the so-called revolutions, it's okay, they are going to cover it and they are going to send the images about what's really happening there. But when it comes to the Bahrain, they always hold a kind of tight lip. They don't want any information to leak out. And this reminds us at the same time with the measures and the policies that they followed in Iraq with the embedded soldiers, with the embedded journalists. Of course, I mean, this is something that they don't want the public opinion to know about, because this is a time that the public opinion is going to hold the officials responsible for not only for the words that they say, but also for the measures that they take vis-a-vis the ongoing developments all over the world. Bahrain is a very stark example about the inconsistency, the hypocrisy of the American and Western policies and Western politics. When it comes to the people there, they are denied the basic rights, yet the international community, the Western powers, are not in a position to ask for the application or the implementation of the basic democratic measures over there.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Ibrahim Moussaoui, political commentator, speaking to us from Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, as always, we appreciate your insight here on Press TV.